Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us today on Simply Music Live. My name is Bernadette Ashby, and I will be your host for the next half hour. The subject I'll be talking about today is how to find the right piano teacher for you and your child. If you'd like to call in to ask a question, the number that you can dial into is 805-727-8015. I invite you to call in, and if you also want to send us a chat question online at the Simply Music Blog Talk Radio site, you're welcome to do that as well. Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate you in considering piano lessons for yourself or for your child. Music is such a wonderful gift to give ourselves and to others, and I just value it so much, and I know that you and your family will also value it as it becomes a part of your life. But when it comes to trying to find the right piano teacher for yourself and or for your child, most people have no idea where to begin. Where do you start? What do you look for? What do you expect? And this certainly was the case with me when I first started looking for a piano teacher for my own daughter. She was 5 years old at the time, and I had no idea what to do. But what I did know was that I wanted piano lessons for her so that she could enjoy music starting at a very young age. So I asked around, and I did find a teacher, and I'm fortunate to have found a good teacher. But being a parent and having been a piano teacher for over 10 years now with Simply Music, I've certainly formulated an opinion about choosing a music teacher for myself and for my kids. This is Bernadette Ashby with Simply Music Live. If you need to call in a question, you're welcome to do that at 805-727-7015. And my topic that I'm speaking about for the next half hour is how to find the right piano teacher for you and your child. So welcome to the show. I've come to realize that even in the music industry, there are so many choices to pick from. We've had, in our country, we just have so many options to choose from. And there are also so many piano teachers to choose from. Music teachers are unique individuals that come in all sizes and in all shapes. And each music teacher offers different perspectives and focuses on different things. Their experiences are different, and so are their personalities. So how, in the myriad of all these choices, do I find the right teacher, the right person for myself or for my child? I think, for myself, a good place to start would be to ask yourself, what is it about piano lessons that I really want for myself or my child? What is your goal in taking piano lessons? And from this question, this will be able to give us a basis for the kind of teacher that we can choose from. Let's take, for example, an adult who wants to take piano lessons. Has it always been a dream of theirs to play the piano? Do they really want to become a professional pianist? Do they want to play for their church, for example, or for social settings? After having taught piano lessons to adults for over a decade, I've come to find out that most adults really want to take piano lessons for their enjoyment and for their pleasure. As they've aged, they realize that they really want to play the piano and to enjoy creating music underneath their fingers. Their desires are not so much to become a concert pianist or a professional jazz musician, but to enjoy the music that they can create for themselves. For example, I had one student who came to me who wanted to learn how to play the piano right after her husband died, so that music would be a comfort to her. And she had a great experience, and she met her need, and it met a need in her life at the time. And she was, by the time she walked away from piano lessons with me, after having taken lessons for years, she was able to play a repertoire of many songs in all different genres of music. So, with the need to play as a stated goal for an adult, it would be really important for the adult to find a teacher who would bring immediate piano playing into their life, and for the teacher to understand that this is really what they want, that they really just want to play. And again, in my experience as a piano teacher and having taught adults, I really focus in on this, the desire and the love to want to play. So that's the case for an adult on a general level. But why would a parent want their child to take lessons? Now, the reasoning behind this might be a little bit different. Music has so many benefits associated with it, so why wouldn't a parent want their child to take lessons? Maybe the more appropriate question would be, why wouldn't a parent want their child to have lessons? However, the danger for parents oftentimes in offering piano lessons to their children has to do more with their expectations for their kids. We think the best of our kids, we want the best for our kids, and we want them to be the best in whatever they do. Even I've had visions of grandeur and thinking my own child, who started piano lessons at 5 years old, would become a world-renowned concert pianist. And I've had to let this dream go. But my expectations of my daughter at the time were very unrealistic. How would I know what she would want to become in the future? She was just a kindergartner testing out the world. But what I can do as a parent, and what I've come to realize as a parent and as an educator, is to expose and provide my daughter a broad-based education to as many things as possible. So that way, my daughter can figure out what it is that she likes for herself, what her passions are, what she wants to do for the future, and what she wants to seek out as a career later on in her life. And that might mean being a professional piano player or a concert pianist, but I don't know that at the beginning as a parent when my child is just trying to figure out what they want. So the key, in my opinion, is to really get our children to become exposed to a variety of experiences, and piano lessons being one of them. If that door happens to open for them in the future, then so be it. I've unlocked something for my child. But we don't know that. So again, the key is to expose our kids to as many things as possible so they can figure out what it is that they love. This thought can tremendously impact piano lessons and the kind of teacher a parent would want for their child. It is true that if a student would like to pursue high-level concert piano playing and they want to do it, then by all means, that student should pursue the rigors of technical playing and to seek out high-level instructors that can take them to the next level of concert-level playing. But for the beginning piano student or for the beginning child or adult who's wanting to learn how to play the piano, why not hire a teacher who would allow a student to start the journey of having fun at the piano, to enjoy the piano, to get them hands-on playing the piano, experiencing their musicianship, teaching them how to be explorative on the piano, if there's such a word, or creative, learning how to improv and compose music that they can begin with and that they can discover for themselves. You'll want to find a teacher who would encourage their student to love the piano, maybe even to expose them to a variety of music, like blues, jazz, so they can see what it is, what kind of music they want to pursue for themselves. It could be classical music, pop or contemporary music, gospel music, But the goal, I think, for a teacher really should bring, at least at the initial stages, to bring joy and celebration to the piano learning experience. That's the kind of teacher I would want for my child. Again, this is Simply Music Live with Bernadette Ashby, and we're discussing how to find the right piano teacher for you and your child. We're glad that you can join us today. If you'd like to call in with a question, the number is 805-727-7015. And you can also type in a chat question if you're on Blog Talk Radio and on their online site. So you're welcome to do that, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you with regards to this subject. So, let's move forward. With that in mind, let's take a look at some of the characteristics of a good piano teacher. When I think back to my most favorite teachers, there were so many great things about them. I remember my fourth grade teacher. She was just a wonderful lady. I had a gentleman when I was in college that was a baseball coach that made a huge impact on my life. I've had just mentors that have just help me move from one stage to the next stage. The beautiful thing about them is that they were all so loving and so very caring. They always had my best interest in mind. They were always well respected by others, and they had always a positive attitude. But the most common thread that I saw with regards to these teachers that I had was that they were the teachers that inspired me. They spurred me on to be better. They believed in what I could become, and because of that, I believed in myself too. This whole idea of inspiration, how does that work? Well, for example, if you take a look at two different kinds of teachers, there's one kind of teacher who would push their students up the mountain. They're the kind of teacher maybe that gives information, they can just cajole and persuade their students to move forward. There's nothing wrong with this kind of teacher, but to be around someone who is inspirational can be transforming. That's the second kind of teacher. This kind of teacher is where learning becomes a delight-directed experience, and they teach their students how to love learn. Instead of pushing students up the mountain, they're already at the top of the mountain, and what they do is they inspire their students at the very top, yelling down at them and telling them how beautiful the view is. They're the teacher who's passionate about helping you to get to the top, encouraging them. And that those two different perspectives are really, really different. And I would rather have a teacher who would inspire my child to love to learn how to play the piano, that there is great passion in what they're about. Let's face it, piano lessons has its ups and downs. It has its peaks, plateaus, and its valleys. So to find a teacher who can inspire you or your child will be worth its weight in gold in the long run, because the hope is that through the teacher's inspiration, they would help instill a lifelong love of music and encourage an intimate relationship with the instrument. This will carry a student further along in their musicianship. To me, this is the number one trait I would be looking for in a piano teacher, in any teacher for that matter. And this is actually what I employ in my own studio. When a student comes to me, I have a studio of over 60 students, and when a student comes to me and they're sitting at that bench, I see them for what they can become. I see that they can not only be great in their own musicianship, but they can be great in any other areas of their life. Piano lessons to me is more than piano lessons, and so to me, this is just a platform to speak into the lives of people, inspire them to be greater and to become greater in however they were meant to be. And again, I feel that this whole area of inspiration, excitement, passion that we can pass on to others is the key to unlocking a great teacher. And so as you're looking for a teacher for yourself and as you're looking for a teacher for your child, consider this one main point that I'm encouraging you to look at. Here's the deal. Sometimes parents choose teachers closest to where they live because it's convenient, or the one they employ a teacher who charges less. But this isn't always the best choice because of the quality of the instruction that they provide. It may not always be the best. The biggest gap in the quality of teaching out there is that most are very good at piano playing, but not necessarily good at teaching the piano, or teaching at all for that matter. There are great musicians out there that are poor teachers. There are great teachers out there that are maybe mediocre musicians. It takes a special skill to be an excellent teacher. One of the things you want to make sure that they do well is that they have clear communication, for example, that they're also very loving in their encouragement, that they're not coming down heavy-handed on the students. To me, that's one of the biggest turnoffs. If they're not inspiring their students to greater heights. A good teacher knows when to be firm and also when to be gentle at the same time. And the teacher needs to be able to transfer knowledge or information so the student can learn it. And it has to be manageable. For example, if you give a child too much to learn in one lesson, they may go home feeling overwhelmed, and it becomes a negative experience for them, and they come back next week maybe not knowing what to do, or they're wanting to please you as an instructor, and in the end, it becomes a negative experience for them. So, you know, giving the right dose of this for a child or for an adult to accept so they can walk away having a good experience, a victory experience in their session would be a great thing for a teacher. So just because a person is seen as an amazing musician does not mean they're going to be good at teaching. This is a pitfall that too many people fall into when choosing a teacher. There are many good teachers out there who aren't great players. Hire them as long as they have the qualities and the skills necessary to help you progress as a piano player. Okay, so let's step back for a minute. Again, this is Bernadette Ashby with Simply Music Live. The guest call-in number is 805-727-7015. And so if you have a question, you're welcome to call in. Also, our chat line is available as well on Simply Music Blog Talk Radio site. Okay, so there are other external factors to considering when choosing a teacher. For example, location is one that's important. Where are they teaching out of their home? Do they have their own studio? How far are they located from you? How long will it take to commute? I actually have, like I said, I have about 60 students, and actually out of those 60 students, I have about two or three students that commute an hour to see me because they value what I have to offer. And so even though location or the distance may be far, sometimes it's worth it to go to the right teacher if it works out for them. One thing you also want to consider is the commute time. You know, what's the traffic like in your area? So those are some considerations, the location. Another thing is the cost. How does that piano teacher's cost compare to other teachers? What are the materials that you'll need to purchase? I want to make a note here. Again, just because they're charging a small amount doesn't always mean that their quality of instruction is good. Usually the case is that if they're charging more, there's a reason for it. So consider that as you are looking at the cost of how much a piano teacher would be. Of course, you know, there's always a consideration of, does it fit into the family budget, things of that nature. All right. So another thing I want to just put under the area of cost is, what are their studio policies, their practice times, their recitals, what is it that they offer? So anyways, consider the cost in this location. All right, I had a person that wanted to call in. You're welcome to call back, and I'd be happy to take your questions. Okay, so location and cost is one of them. Experience is another one. What kind of background does the teacher have? How many years have they been teaching? And the number of years may not always be the answer to a good teacher. What's most important is that they're always working on themselves despite the number of years that they've been teaching. Where do they take their own professionalism? Are they constantly working on themselves? What I love about being a sampling teacher is that there's a collaboration amongst teachers, and because of that collaboration amongst teachers, we're always teaching each other and challenging each other to greater heights. This professionalism really adds to the experience of being a good teacher. Simply Music teachers are always doing workshops, symposiums, they're doing video training. Okay, another factor that you'll want to consider is chemistry. Is there a chemistry between you, and is there a chemistry between the teacher? Is there a good fit between you or the teacher? Do they seem to gel well? Are they patient? Or do they have certain unrealistic expectations? You might want to consider the style of teaching. Are they authoritative? Are they fun-loving? All right. So the kind of musicianship is also another factor that you want to consider. Are they teaching just jazz, for example? Or are they teaching... are they teaching jazz? Are they teaching classical music? Is that their focus? All righty. Are they teaching adults only, or children, or group or private lessons? What levels do they teach? Do they teach beginning or intermediate lessons? So consider the kind of musicianship. And the last comment I want to make has to do with parental involvement. Some teachers might not want to encourage parental involvement, but for me, as a Simply Music teacher, I highly recommend it, because what I found out is that when parents are involved in the studio and in piano lessons and involved with the teacher in instructing their child, there is a greater or a more likely chance of that child being successful at learning how to play the piano. So just to recap that, some external factors would be to consider the location, the cost, the experience of the teacher, chemistry, do you gel well with the teacher, the kind of musicianship that the teacher is going to provide. I think the best way to find a teacher is through referrals. Because of the fact that a person can refer a teacher to you, their reputation is tried and true. At this time, my studio is based on referrals, and I'm real happy about that. But there are other ways you can find teachers, either through the internet, through the Yellow Pages, music stores. And I would encourage you, if you're going to go that route, to go through an interview process with the teacher, the prospective teacher, to ask lots of questions, create a checklist of questions, maybe even consider asking for references. Check in also to see if you can try out their classes. This might give you a feel for whether the chemistry is going to work or not, and gives you a feel for their style of learning. I'd like to close with one thing. We only have about 5 minutes left. And again, if you have a question, feel free to call in. The number is 805-727-7015. I had a student who had been with me for a few years taking piano lessons. He was taking lessons maybe about 25 minutes a week. His mom came up to me one day and said that they wanted more piano time with me. I thought, wow, this is really interesting. No one has asked for more piano time with me. And, of course, I told them that I would have to increase my rate if that were the case. And she had no problems with that. They went home and discussed it and decided they wanted to have more piano time. So we doubled their piano time. A few weeks later, I told his mom they were crazy to pay me the outrageous tuition that I was asking for. She kind of smiled, and she did agree, but she made this comment, and it made a huge impact in who I am. She said, not all piano teachers are created equal. You know, I really took that as a positive sign that I was doing something right in my studio, and it was a very much a source of encouragement for me to hear that comment from her. Piano lessons can be a huge investment of time and finances. So when it comes to finding the right teacher, I would highly encourage you to do your due diligence. Check them out. Interview a handful of teachers. Not all teachers are made equally. If you look at it from the point of view that you're establishing a long-term relationship with the piano and possibly with the piano teacher, then finding the right teacher to help you do that is really, really an important decision. So, anyways, I hope this blog talk was helpful to you and that you were able to gain some insight with regards to choosing the right piano teacher for yourself and for your child. This is Bernadette Ashby with Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us today.